Hello and welcome to Balls to the Wall, a Phakathi podcast.
Phakathi!
You soon to be favorite soccer podcast in South Africa, hopefully. My name is Sibongiseni Kumbi and I'm filling in for John T. Mark, the Phakathi football editor who is on leave this week and for a couple of weeks. So you will be stuck with me as your host for the few weeks. And I've got my guest here, the regular, Ace Nswalenge. I'm joking, he's not Ace. He has a few skills, he can play football, but he'll never get to that standard of his uncle. Welcome, Tsepo.
Hola, 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 Spoo. Hola, hola. Good day to our listeners. Great to be back again.
Yeah, let's get to it. You know, there's a lot to cover this week, eh? It's that time of the season in the DStv Premiership where things, even in the NFD, things are happening. It's action everywhere. Let's start with the relegation battle. We saw it coming to going down to the wire yesterday with Maritzburg United getting that point at some downs, you know, and throwing the gauntlet down to Chipa United and Marumo Gallants to say, okay, we are safe for now. Can you take us back again? What do you think will happen there? What do you think of what happened yesterday and what do you think will happen with the relegation battle?
It's a very tight one, Spoo, and you know, for the last couple of weeks now, I've seen it, you know, happening, and I saw it coming actually. But you know, at the end of the day, it's all gonna go down to the wire. You know, those last games, you know, this weekend's last games are going to be crucial for every team. You know, yes, Maritzburg did very well by claiming a point against Mamelodi Sundowns. I know a lot of people are saying, yeah, but Sundowns were playing, you know, they are fringe players or whatever. But again, I mean, that's a Sundowns squad which is, you know, has a lot of depth. And I think Maritzburg did very well because they knew that getting that point was very important. Otherwise, they could have ended up really being relegated yesterday before even the other teams, you know, play their last games. So it was very crucial for them to get the point. So now it's all up to, you know, seeing how the likes of Swallows and Chipa, you know, play, you know, in their respective matches this coming weekend. Because we heard what Patlu said, you know, he wants split screens, you know, he wants split screens. He doesn't want, you know, any shenanigans happening there because, you know, a win for either you know cheaper or Arrows, you know,
or Gallants.
Gallants again, you know, would. It's going to do them a huge favor. So, you know, going to these last games, it's going to be very tight. But to be honest again, I really, really think, you know, Maritzburg are going to be relegated. I see both, you know, Gallants winning, Arrows and Gallants winning those matches. I mean, cheaper as well.
Yeah, if it were up to Fadl Davids, he'd probably want the Hawks, you know, our elite corruption and fraud investigative units there in those games to make sure that there's nothing that happens that, you know, is out of the ordinary. And, yeah, having touched on what David said, you know, do you think it's fair for him, especially what he said about the Arrows and Swallows players, that they'll be under scrutiny, that whatever mistake they make will be scrutinized to see if it was deliberate or not? Do you think it's fair? Because those players have nothing to do with his team's troubles, you know, they don't play for his team.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, like, it was really unfair for him, you know, to say those kind of words to the players. I mean, this is a football game and mistakes can happen. Mistakes happen every time in each and every game. So now, what he did now is that, you know, going to this game, when the Arrows player makes a mistake, now we're going to be saying, okay, the game was bought or the player was, you know, was paid. On all of it, because now that's everybody's going to be thinking going to these matches, which is really unfair and very unprofessional for a coach like him. I mean, like, we respect Fatu Davids, you know, for the game, we respect for what he has done for the game as well. But, you know, coming out and saying all of those things, I think it was just being, he was just being bitter about the whole situation because he knows that his side is, you know, is on the verge of being relegated.
Yeah, and just moving on from that. Sundowns officially crowned champions, which, you know, there's really nothing to say about that. So maybe let's rather just move on to the Champions League with Sundowns, because that is where we want to see them now. You know, we watched yesterday's games. I think most people watched because of Maritzburg United, because they wanted to see if Maritzburg United can get that point or the 3 points from Sundowns and be in a better position for survival. You know, not really for Sundowns, because they won this thing. I think from day one. I think from day one of league matches, when they beat Chiefs 4-0. So yeah. I did write in my social networks that give Sundowns their thing, you know, and
just give them their title.
You know, just give them their title and let's start again, you know, because it was done long ago. But moving to Champions League, you know, that's where we want Sundowns to, you know, what do you think will happen now that they came away with a draw away? Which in a way I think disadvantages them, because they didn't score away, and this team, unfortunately, in our Champions League, the away goal rule still works. And we that will want to come here and just score first, and they know that they can take it from there and they can win from there.
Yeah, but you know, looking at the way Sundowns played, and the way we defended, actually, you know, I think it was a good point, a crucial one. It was a crucial point for them, you know, especially, you know, away from home. I mean, having two red cards in that game again and managing to defend very well, you know, Wydad was throwing everything at Sundowns, and the Wydad fans were backing them like they always do. You know, I love the way, you know, the North African teams, you know, North African supporters rally behind their teams. I mean, they rally behind them from the first blow of the whistle to the last blow of the whistle. And that's what happened. But Sundowns were able to, you know, to hold on to that pressure. They gave everything. And one player I would like to, you know, to point out, Sipombule. Sipombule was fantastic in that game. He did very well. Yes, he did have some minor issues at the club and all of that. But, you know, for him to bounce back like that in this last couple of games, he has done very well for the club. And, you know, the future looks very bright for him right now. This is the Sipombule that we all know. This is the Sipombule that we all want to see. And, you know, he's going to be carrying Sundowns in the near future. He's going to be carrying Sundowns, you know, in the near future, like, you know, the likes of Charlie did in the past, you know, your Teko Modisa did in the past, your Hlompho Kekana did in the past. And salute to him for that. And again, salute to the Sundowns technical team, yeah, your coaches and all that, for managing him very well. You know, the player management, which I think is very crucial for a player like Sipombule, who's talented and has some off-the-field issues. But, you know, the way we handled him, I think we did very well. So, yeah, coming back to the game, I think Sundowns really did well to get a draw, at Wydad, and coming back into the country. Yes, we have two red cards, but we all know that Sundowns has a very good squad. And come on Saturday, I think we're going to get this victory, because the way they played their hearts out. And with their fans backing them at home, they should be able to progress to the final of the tournament.
Yeah, I like that you touched on that red card. But I deliberately didn't want to talk about those, because it's tiring to talk about these things, that whenever other teams go to play in North Africa, such refereeing happens. You know, it's boring to talk about. We've spoken about it a lot of times, and it's not helping. You know, it seems to be unceasing. It's happening all the time. Do you think it will ever end? What needs to be done for this to stop happening?
I mean, this is something that's going to be, it's not going to be solved at the moment, or very soon, if I should say, because, you know, yes, we do have a VAR now in the CAF Champions League, but things are not really, you know, coming all right in terms of the refereeing, which is, you know, very, very bad, because I mean, we all want to see our football grow, but with such, you know, officiating and all of that happening, this is something that has to be, you know, solved by the, you know, the CAF Confederation, you know, body. You know, the likes of President Prithi Motsepe, they have to step up and, you know, make sure that, you know, they get these referees or officials, you know, to always be on top of your game. Because we can't always be seeing such bad officiating each and every game whenever, you know, especially whenever South African teams or any other teams, you know, when we play in North Africa, especially North Africa and West Africa, that's where, you know, you see most of this bad officiating, which is not really good for African football.
Yeah, okay. So you see Sundowns getting through to the final. And
I see them getting through. And this is Hulani's times, bro. This is Hulani's time.
Yeah. And funnily enough, you know, I saw the reaction on Twitter from Friday's game. Let's talk about that one. Pesitau. Beautiful, beautiful goals.
Yeah.
You know, classic Pesitau. He's back at his best.
He's back at his
but
best.
But the problem is that with that, he got Sundowns supporters shaking in their boots. Scared.
I think one thing that we should be clear about as South African football lovers is that a South African will be, you know, crowned the CAF Champions League winner. And that's it. I mean, I'm sure Al Ahly will be. Sundowns are going to a final. They will meet Pesitau in the final. And one thing for sure, that's hence I say, you know, one thing for sure is that as South African football, you know, fans, we should be glad that, you know, at least we'll have a representative in the final. And I mean, Pesitau, there were moments whereby, you know, this season, when he was out, he wasn't even called up to the squad. And even when he was called up to the squad, he wasn't doing really well. But, you know, since he has picked up form, you know, for Al Ahly now, he's very good for Coach Hugo Bruce. And, you know, going forward, I just hope to see him being consistent, because I can see that he's even relaxed. You know, the way the Al Ahly players trust him, you know, whenever he has the ball, whenever he's on attack, whenever he's scoring, they trust him and they love him, even the fans. I even saw the Al Ahly, you know, basketball team, you know, after we won the basketball championship in Egypt, they were celebrating
with
Pesitau. Yeah, they're doing the Pesitau dance, which says a lot, because
he's a king in Egypt right now.
You know, I'm sure very soon we'll hear about the Pesitau statue in Egypt.
That would be very nice, you know. Do you think that Sundowns fans are fair when they fear Al Ahly? I mean, Sundowns easily beat Al Ahly in this.
I don't think we fear Al Ahly per se, but what we have seen with, you know, Pesitau picking up form now, that's what we're scared of, because we know what he's capable of. So, you know, we know that Pesitau will be able to punish him. You know, during that 5-1, Pesitau was playing. Yes, he scored a beautiful goal. You know, that goal was top class. But, you know, unfortunately, Sundowns were just on top of their game, you know, in that match. But right now, it's going to be a whole new thing.
And I think the thing is that Al Ahly, when they see the cup, because when they're in the final, they can see it. It's right there. It's right in front of them. I think they're going to be a different beast.
Yeah, we're going to be a different beast. Yeah, no, that's for sure. Because we all know that Al Ahly, you know, has been dominating African football for many years now. And we want to, you know, keep on doing that. But like I said, it's Hulani's time right now. And what we want to do with Sundowns, we want to do the same thing. We want Sundowns to be, you know, the dominant and respected, you know, African club, you know. This is their chance. And it should be the start of everything. I mean, we have done it in the domestic league, you know, in South Africa. So
and
it's
I,
about time we go to
and Africa. I know they say it's unfair that we say we're going to measure Sundowns on their Champions League, because, I mean, like, domestically, we know that they could have easily won the MTN 8, they could have won the Nedbank Cup, you know, but...
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like we just don't want to win this trophy. I mean, we know that, was it last season? Yes, last season
yes,
when they won
the
MTN 8, you know, but, I mean, come on, dominating Africa... That's where you need to be. Dominate in Africa, go play at the Club World Cup and see, you know, where your standards are with the rest of the bigger clubs.
We'll see. We are anticipating that Al Ahly Sundowns final. It's what one wants to see, you know. And coming back locally, we saw again ugly scenes, you know. It's one of those things again that for me, are very boring to talk about, you know, because things that we call out every time they happen, but yet they happen and they happen and they happen. And I think it's because nobody really gets punished for them, you know.
Exactly.
We hear people are being arrested, but then cases just, they get
the warning
with a warning and that's it. And they just go there and say, oh, no, I was, it was just a spur of the moment, just because everyone was throwing things. I also just threw things. It wasn't my intention, blah, blah, blah. And it's all over. But it keeps happening. It happened, and others one ended up with an injured eye. Yes, he wasn't injured by the objects that were thrown by the fans, but it was because the fans were throwing things at him, and police were trying to protect him, and unfortunately, he got injured in that process. what do we say about these things, Stefan?
It's unfortunate because, you know, I can't, you know, the last time, you know, such a thing happened, I remember, you know, the one that I remember vividly was that of Pitso Mosimane. You remember when Pitso Mosimane, when he first, you know, was taking over Sundowns, you know, everybody was just on his case and all of that. But, I mean, look at what he has done after that with Sundowns. You know, that's the thing. I mean, like, as football fans, we don't really want to give, you know, our coaches, you know, that fair chance or, you know, that fair chance to for them to take over the team and let's see how we're going to progress. Because, I mean, like, if I remember the world, with Pitso Mosimane, yes, he wasn't doing well with the club, but he ended up being worshipped by everyone right now. He's the number one favorite coach in South Africa. And, I mean, like, we have to be fair to Afazwane. This is his first season. And like I said in the previous episode, you know, I think he has managed to lay a very good foundation, you know, at Kaizer Chiefs. And what he is doing and what he's trying to do at the club is very, visible. I mean, like, most people can see that. Again, it's unfortunate that, you know, that happened at Royal Bafokeng, you know, in the Northwest, whereby Kaizer Chiefs took their game, their home game, that side. You know, it's unfortunate for the fans of that side because of now everybody's going to point, you know, fingers at them saying that, okay, whenever the games are going to happen in the Northwest or wherever, that side, you know, fans are going to be, you know, be unruly, which is very unfair because we don't get that to see a lot of professional teams playing that side. So which is, it's a bad image for the Northwest as well.
Yeah, and I think Arthur did say this as well at some point that Kaizer Chiefs fans are spoiled. They are used to success so much that they over-demand because I think, personally, I don't know about you, I think for a first season, because I'm not going to judge Atazwane on last season or the past six seasons because he was not coach at the time.
Exactly.
He did come in as a stand-in here and there. But this is his first season. Clean slate, he starts now. He's building the team. They are fourth on the log, standings. They've played two semifinals in both cups. What more do you want for somebody that's building a team? I mean, they beat Pirates two times. What do you want from Atazwane? I don't understand why these fans demand so much. What results do they want? Do they want Atazwane to come and win the league? First season, is he a magician? Does he carry a wand around to say, okay, boom, Chiefs are champions?
That's the thing. I think the Chiefs fans have to be honest with themselves because they know that they don't really have depth in their squad. I mean, in the last, you know, in this season, I mean, there were a lot of injuries to some of his key players, you know, in the Fazone squad. And he had to make, you know, a lot of changes, you know, here and there. But he has been able to grind out results. I mean, like, especially, you know, during the derby, you could tell that, you know, Keegan Dolly was there. They could have made a lot of damage to Orlando Pirates. You know, I mean, like, they played very well, like they've done, you know, containing Pirates, you know, all these times they've been able to beat them. And if, you know, if your likes of Keegan Dolly were there, I'm sure, you know, they could have, you know, been the ones who would have reached the final of the Nedbank Cup. But again, this is what's happening in football. And as fans, we just don't want to be honest with ourselves.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because if Chiefs fire Zwane, then it will set a bad predicament for the team because I think the past five coaches have not finished a season. Since Steve Kombela left, came in the Italian.
Solina.
Yes. You know. He lasted only 6 months. After him came Middendorp. Finished one season. He was gone. Came Kevin Hunt. Was fired in May. Came Stuart Baxter, was fired in May. Now Atazwane, they want him fired in May. So it's always going to be rebuilding then.
Exactly. Hence I say, I mean, like, it's about time Chiefs fans have to be, just be honest with themselves. Because, I mean, like, from my own personal point of view, I can see what Zwane is trying to do. And look at the, you know, the hiccups here and there. He has been able to hold his own. And we all know, you know, about the possible signings and some of the signings that they have made already, you know, so it says a lot about what he's building at Chiefs. The foundation is there. The foundation is very, trust me very much. And what I like about it is that, you know, there are a lot of young players in this foundation, which we have, and we have managed to gel in very well within the club. I spoke about Samkelo Zwane, how he has, you know, grown in the last couple of matches. You know, Yomtudizu Chabalala, you know, there's still a lot of, you know, growth to be done. But I see a bright future happening at Chiefs. And, you know, just a minor, you know, top signings, you know, coming their way, and they should be a positive record. I really hope they
Sorry, in terms of the signings, we know that Tatayawane is coming.
Defender. Which is very good for their defense.
Yes, Galaxy captain, given him Simango.
Giving him
coming.
Simango another top player. You know,
There's rumors that Swangsene Mthethwa from Stellenbosch is coming.
Gansane, you know,
Mendieta might join. Kama Piliat will be fit.
Exactly.
Kigan Toli will be fit. So, you know, it's going to. Because for me, I'm saying give him until January next year. If by January next year, the second round of next season, if you're not seeing what's happening, I'm not saying that he must win the MTN 8. Yes, he will not win the MTN 8. But look at the football he's playing, because winning championships is not about just winning. It's it's about the kind of football you play. If you look at Sundowns, they don't just win games.
They
impose fear on opponents because of the way they hold the ball. The performance, the display.
The display is just
you
out
know
of this
that
world.
They don't just get chances and score. Mm. They create chances. It starts from the back. Everyone is comfortable on the ball. Mm. So that's what Botswana wants. So it's gonna take time. Mm. If by January next year that is not there, you cannot see it, then you can start saying, we're not seeing what Zwane is doing. Mm. Not in one season. That cannot happen in one season. Mm. They are comparing him to Jose. Jose, yes, he's a good coach. I will not argue with that. But he found
a stable team there, you with know, a lot of depth.
With a lot of depth, exactly. With a lot of good players, you know, you know, that have been there a while, you know. And even though some of them were not in during the season because of injuries, but he still had a lot of other players who are very good.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Chiefs covered. Let's go to Pirates. I think they shot themselves on the foot last week.
Yeah, no, Mapagania, I know, no. But Zbo, you have to remember, you know, that game was a pre-final of an Nedbank Cup, you know. So both teams wanted to take a really look at themselves, you know, to see what the expectations of a final. But if you looked properly, you know, that Skukuni team, there were a lot of changes in that team. I think about 5 or 6 changes in that team, you know, and that Paris team that played, you know, those were, you know, the regular players, except maybe for Umigol team, you know, but Nakaola stepped in and did very well, even got man of the match. So it was a very tight game, to be honest. It was a very tight game. And for me, looking at that game, yes, Paris might have shot themselves on the foot, you know, because of, you know, now, the second position spot is still possible, but it depends.
They're playing
AmaZulu. You know, and AmaZulu have a snack of upsetting Pirates. You know, they have a snack of upsetting Pirates, and it's gonna be very, very hard for them. And again, SuperSport as well, they want to prove a point. Gavin Anna wants to prove a point, and I don't think, you know, he will go into his next game, his last game, just relax, because he will want to finish as high as possible on the log.
And now that he's confirmed that he's going to play African football, I'm sure he'll prefer to play Champions League than the Confederation Cup. So he'll go for it now to get that second spot. But yeah, we'll see. Final, that makes for the final games to be more interesting now, you know, to be even have that spice.
I mean, Super Sport are playing Skukuni, so it's going to be a very entertaining game, okay? So yeah, man.
And just to go back on the Skukuni team, you know, when I watch that team and I watch how they played, I feared for Pirates that they might not get this Nedbank Cup. Because
Sekukune
is going to play, because they can defend that team. They can lock. And if you happen to unlock them, they can go and get that goal back and lock again. So if they score first in that final, then I'm very sorry, Mapakani, but that cup is gone.
Yeah, I think the Pirates players just need to be very clever. You know, as much as you know that Skokuni defense is solid, there are minor loopholes that I saw, especially Kokado Soda. So you know, when Salim comes the ball and dribbles, he just goes out of the way. Yeah. So they just have to be very clever and play mostly on Kadoso. I'm certain that there will be games.
So do you think they should just throw in Evangar there and say, go and bully that?
Not really Evangar bullying Kadoso, but Monapule
Saleh. Somebody that should take them on.
Yeah, take them on. I'm not sure if Lodge is gonna be available for this game because, that injury and apparently it's.
There's a 50-50 chance he might be back.
He might be back, he might not be back, so yes. So, a player like Monapule Saleh and Vincent Pule, for this game, for the final, actually. Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Eddie Jima is a very hard guy, but if you come and dribble him,
And that's why we'll give you a penalty because he plays with his hat on his leaf.
Exactly, but to their credit, I think they've been defending very well. But if they get smart players, clever players, they're going to have trouble.
Yeah, and I think one of them is on 3 yellow cards going to the final round of games. So the coach might have to, but if he takes one out now, maybe he destabilizes that partnership.
But the experienced players, I don't think that might be much of a hiccup. We are very experienced.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the Motsepe Foundation Championship. Last round of games last week. A lot of controversy. Polokwane City, by the way, congratulations to them. They are back in the top flight. They've been away. Somebody was making a joke that they left. When they left, Kaizer Chiefs had not won anything.
And
they've
come
gone
back
for
now.
A long time and they've come back and Kaizer Chiefs are still struggling. That's not my joke, by the way. That's a disclaimer. I'm just telling
you. And they are a hoodoo team to Kaizer Chiefs,
So that's more trouble for Kaizer Chiefs for next season. That's another 6 points gone already. That's what Tsepo said, not me. That's what Tsepo said. I'm just speaking it because he was thinking it and I'm speaking it for him.
But again, I'm very happy for Mpamankola, Lucky Baloyi, Uleng Marema, formerly known as Tolani.
That's him.
Yes, he's the captain of a team now.
I was wondering who's this Marema now who's captain of the team because time I checked it was Tolani.
He changed his surname. I'm very happy for him because he's sticked with the team, for all those years. I remember, there were times when he was not really getting along with the management and all of that. But, to show his loyalty and to show that, they were able, to handle things accordingly and right in order, he's stuck with the team and now we are back. Bulentolani used to score, Batman.
You touch on Mpamankola, the way he was let go. At City, it was rather disappointing for a club that you think is professionally run like Cape Town City.
How do you fire a player for a cricket match? For not attending a cricket match?
It was disappointing,
especially
for him. It's discouraging for a player,
Exactly.
And for him to pick himself up like that and go to the first division and play because he played a vital role, especially
indeed.
In the last few games. Because
when
he actually got there, they had been leading for a long time, but they were starting to fall off the race. But he came there, and the players are saying that he came with that motivation that, come on, guys, final push, let's go for this. We can do this thing, using his experience and he's been a great influence. So now he's brought the team back. But there were also controversial comments about that game from Gwanele Kopon, Pretoria Kelly's coach, saying his players, insinuating, that's what Father David said, insinuated that maybe some of his players didn't want to win that game,
Yeah, this is football. Whatever you don't say, they do happen, but, I'm not saying anything, but it's just, rumors and all of that. But such things are happening in football, I just hope it was not the case. For sake of, especially for Cape Town Spurs, man. We were very disappointed with that, But again, it was not on their hands at the end of the day. And we just have to go to the playoffs now and do whatever we can do to make sure that we do get that promotion.
Yeah,
because I think they deserve it.
But with Polokwane City, these stories have always been there the whole season. One coach even suggested that their games should be televised all the time because of the things that happen, especially when they played Peter Mokaba, you know.
Mm.
He said, you know, it's unbelievable. Even Jomo Sono came out to say, hey, I've been there as well. I've seen things. I've seen things. I just don't want to say, but people have come to me and even suggested that those decisions especially happen towards the end of the month when the referees are about to get paid and, you know, everyone is thinking about their bills. So, yeah, you know, yeah.
No, man, maybe someone out there, you know, top officials must probably call the Hawks who investigate you once. Otherwise, I don't know, man.
No, but I think maybe it's a call to broadcasters. You know, the Motsepe Foundation is a very exciting league. You know, people usually watch towards the end of the season because the games are televised. But if they were to get a broadcaster that will televise their games every time, you know, such things would not happen because it would be easy to pick them up. Like Fadi David said, that if it's on TV, we are all going to scrutinize it, we're all going to see it, and we're all going to talk about this.
But again, I mean, like, why can't we also, you know, push a blame to the, you know, to the top match officials, like your those people who are, you know, who are taking care of match officials, you know, the head of match officials, the ones who are, you know, who are always speaking with the match, who are always getting the reports. Why can't we put the blame on these people? Why are they letting these things going on?
Yeah, you know, we're not going to win that because, you know, I don't want to talk about that house next to FNP Stadium because it's chaotic house, you know. Nothing good ever comes out of there. Mm. They just recently released their CEO. He resigned, we don't know. So whatever happens in that house next to FNP, I'll not even mention it by name. You know, it's hardly good news. Anyway, we've come to the end of our podcast for this week. Hope you enjoyed listening to us. You know, if you have comments, you are free to tag us on Twitter. It's at Pakati with 3 A's. And on Facebook as well, we are there. You can leave your comments there. And otherwise, you can read all our stories, including the Mkosis. We have a Mkosi squad in this house who are very good with picking up, especially now that it's that season, that silly season of transfers.
Yes.
You will find them first there, you know. I don't know, who's this Mkosi squad? The Scorpions, yes, Scorpions.
I saw this about Mkosi this week, Baba.
And I saw some of them, you know, that we published a few weeks ago about Billiard, and now people are reheating it and claiming it's an exclusive, you know. Our Mkosi squad is doing well, and yeah, so if you want those stories, breaking stories, everything as it happens, go to www.thecitizen.co.za and go click on the tab that says Pakati with double H. Otherwise, you can get your free copy of Pakati inside the Citizen newspaper every Tuesday. You know, that was yesterday from today. So until next week, Tsebo, it's been great.
It's been great. Goodbye for now.
Thank you.